This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life advocates Friday protested abortion practice, and harassment outside a Philadelphia Planned Parenthood that failed 13 of its last 23 state health inspections. A Pennsylvania legislator recently harassed several pro-life protesters there, including four teens. The mother of two of those teens has filed a criminal complaint against State Representative Brian Sims for interacting with her teens in an aggressive manner and for infringing on their free speech. People are inclined to believe doctors, but Leanna Wen is not just a doctor. She is the head of Planned Parenthood. So when she recently tweeted, "There is no abortion up to birth and no infanticide in medical care," fact-checking is called for. Pro-life advocates say that even very short research shows the doctor's latest statements to not be believable. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. In other headlines, abortion-friendly U.S. senators used Mother's Day to promote the nation's number one abortion provider last week. Washington Senator Patty Murray said, "Moms deserve Planned Parenthood." Penalizing abortion providers with stiff prison terms and declaring human personhood for the unborn is on the legislative agenda in Alabama Tuesday. Last week, debate broke down into yelling matches in Alabama's Senate. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.